Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
McDavid through center. He'll maneuver in. McDavid. Near side, Nugent Hopkins at the half boards. Out to the left point, Bouchard. Near side, it's Nugent Hopkins. He'll sling it down to the near corner. A dish from Perry to McDavid in front of chance. They score on the power play. It's Draisaitl, the overtime winner. And the Edmonton Oilers take game one by a 4-3 final score.
All right, tough one last night, but it's only one as the Edmonton Oilers come back from 3-1 down against the Panthers in that second period, end up winning an overtime power play goal in overtime. And you know the deal. It's the one we've been talking about the last few days. Connor McDavid to Leon Draisaitl for the game winner. Kim Bocamper with us coming in early this morning off a nice little vacation. We did the vacations and got a little relaxed.
So when's the last time you did a vacation like that?
First one I've ever done.
Yeah.
I mean, first one without kids.
Yeah. And I was gone 2 weeks, in which I've never.
So what's that like? I did not do that.
It was fine. But you know what? I was anxious to get home. But it was great. I got no complaints. We were on a really nice cruise and we went to some nice places and had great meals and everything. So, I'm a 4 day vacation, like for vacation, so I like a weekend.
I'm with you, man. I'm just smiling because I'm a 4 or 5 day.
Friday
and that's
through
good.
A Monday, and even on that on Sunday, I get a little anxious to get back home.
So you know the one place we got a lot to get to here this morning, but hey, Bo. Going to the Keys?
Yeah.
I'd love to go down there, but I'm 3 days, 4 days.
Yeah, that's it. Well, but it's
even
perfect.
If I go to Key West, I'm good for about 2 days in Key West.
Yeah.
And it's time to come back.
I don't do Key West anymore. First of all, it's too far down there.
It is an extra.
And I don't – I'm trying to curtail my drinking a little bit.
By the way, why is it, man? Why is it when you go to Key West, you get trashed?
What else?
I didn't mean to say that. What else is there to do?
I used to have a battery company, right? You remember that?
Yeah.
And I fired my driver, so I went all the way to Key West was my territory. So I would drive down to Key West, and I'm in one of those big beer trucks, about that size. I'm driving down and I'm doing my thing, and I would go down and do everything I had to do on the right side going down, and then on the back coming back I'd do the other side for my customers, and so but I would go extra long. I'd try to make that turn and come back, and just get past Stock Island or one of that, you know, and then I'd spin back and go and I'd go in there and I'd take a shower and I'd go down to Duval Street. There's a couple restaurants I really liked there. And so I'm not going to, and next thing you know, it's 11 o'clock, and I'm just, you know, my eyeballs are spinning around.
I think the devil's down there.
He's on both shoulders
when I go down there. Yeah. I went to a wedding there 2 years ago, and I found myself, and by the way, it wasn't just me, because we were out, and I saw young people were at the wedding. We're throwing up on the street and stuff. It just it brings out.
It's a great time, Adam.
It's a great puking place, right? It really is if you drink too much. Yeah. All right. So, hey, Bo, we've got all kinds of stuff I'm sure you've been following. I did not even realize, and by the way, it says a lot about the guys. Jonnu Smith and Zach Sealer looking to get new contracts and have not, I guess, been around or been active in some of the drills that they're doing. Jalen Ramsey's not coming back. Can we fix it, or is he done? No.
I think this era,
guy we see on the bus. I know that guy we'd get rid of too.
You can't fix that. I mean, first of all, it's been out in the public. You know, they don't want him. He doesn't want want them.
Yeah, he doesn't.
And so my point is, when do you pull the trigger? When do you get him off the, get him off the roster?
You may have to throw some money in with getting rid of him.
Yeah, I mean, and so. So that's disturbing. Jonnu, that's a good one.
$4 million.
Yeah.
He's outplayed his contract.
No doubt.
88 catches.
But Joe, he signed a new contract last year, right? He signed a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
Right. And, I know you only got 1 year left in the deal, but, these guys that sign a contract,
this is old school.
And they know that next year, someone in your position, especially the wide receivers in the corners and those guys, but even a tight end, you see one of these other guys gets a contract that bumps, that you go, geez, I deserve that much.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you want to it's a renegotiation league. And look, Drew's
got Zach and Jonnu.
Yeah. But look, Drew. Drew's a master of playing that game. I've seen Drew over the years when you're thinking they're not going to give him anything, they're not going to do it, and they do, So we saw it last year. I mean, the three contracts they signed, they put out there in like the first day of training camp.
I would say Drew goes back and has a little chuckle when he deals with the Dolphins. He's done really well.
It's Joe, you play a lot of tennis.
Yes.
You know exactly how Ira Winderman plays. You know exactly how Alan Poupart plays. There's no mystery between the two parties.
Yeah.
Does he deserve more money? Probably does, Jonnu.
He's a 32nd or 33rd highest paid tight end.
Yeah. But if it was a 3-year deal and he's 2 years in, I'd say okay. But I guess it's a 2-year deal, and so you only got him for one more year if nothing happens. But Zach's another,
he got an extension, 3-year, 30-something million.
Yeah, but if you look at the offense, would you say that Jonnu is the most important piece on that side of the ball?
No.
He'd be close. I mean, he's really good.
Listen, I want this. I want Jonnu Smith because he. By the way, you don't hear a word out of Jonnu. He just plays.
No. I want him back, and I want him happy. We didn't see the best of him early in the season. I think it took him some time for him to, because they were gonna they wanted to play that downfield offense.
When they changed that thing, it was made for him.
When that kind of got packed in, boy, you saw him shine. And so I think he's deserving of it. But they're tied to the salary cap, and Sealer, if anybody in that team deserves a bump, I think it's Sealer. I think he's playing under, they're both undervalued. I'm kind of saying the thing about both guys, but in
29.
Zach, he's, we've seen him come in with, no one knew who he was. Right? He's just another guy coming in.
He got released by Baltimore. Right. We picked him up.
And you watch what he's done and how he's progressed. And not only as a player on the field, but he's the guy these guys listen to now. It was Calais. It was Teron. And before that, it was somebody else. And now, they're looking right at Zach. He's the man.
Well, I got to tell you, on top of that, Zach, they've decided to go young next to him.
Yeah.
And those guys are going to play.
Kenneth Grant. No question.
Jordan Phillips is going to play.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to coach guys up.
We got another Jordan Phillips on this.
Yeah, we got another Jordan Phillips.
I hope.
This one can't act like the other one.
Well, no, but I hope I hope he plays the way
he does as a Buffalo Bill.
The way Jordan Phillips plays whenever he plays the Dolphins.
Yeah. No, that would be
it's funny. I would say it was a little refreshing when Mike came out and said, "Hey, these young guys, these rookies."
You heard that soundbite.
We're going to play. They're going to get every opportunity to go out there.
Maybe in the past we iced our young guys too long.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad they did that because people are sitting back going, because Chris goes, oh, there's a bunch, and I'm not blaming Chris, but I am blaming Chris because he comes out, oh, there's a bunch of veterans out there where we can add in the second group of free agents. And Mike comes out and just says, hey, man, we're going with young guys. Yeah. So you guys keep waiting, and Storm Duck and Cam Smith and Ethan Bonner and Jason Marshall, the guy we drafted, and maybe a little Artie Burns, those guys going to have to play for us.
And look, I agree with that, but, you know, And they got to start giving young guys – I don't care. They're your first-round draft pick. He should play every preseason game as many snaps as he can.
Yes.
Right? And Phillips, play as many snaps as you can. All those draft guys, all those guys from A to Z, as many guys they drafted, you play a bulk of the plays in the preseason. You know, because we've had first-round draft picks that – I think who was our first-round pick last year? Oh, it was Chop. Chop didn't play a whole lot in the pre. I mean, he did, and then towards the end, I don't care if it's the first preseason game or they only play three now, or the third preseason game. Those guys need to play a lot. They need to get seasoned in the preseason so they're ready when the gun goes off.
Well,
you know,
you can do the math and look around. There's going to be a lot of young guys in the secondary are going to play a lot. You can look at starting left tackle. It's his job. Yeah. And you've been Patrick Paul's biggest fan, and they're like, one thing about those guys, he and Chop want to be great. Yeah, they've been here the whole time.
Yep.
They wanna take it to the next level. Yep. They get the big picture of second contract and being it. So we're gonna have a lot of young guys, Bo. This is gonna be the most young guys we've had play, and I don't have a problem with it, but it doesn't change. We still got to win right now.
No, because it's
Stephen Ross not getting younger.
Well, Chris Greer and the players have a lot riding on it, but no more than Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel have.
Yeah.
They've got to produce this year with a team that seems like it's fracturing it from the inside out, right? You got guys that are jumping off the ship last year. You know, I can't play for Vic Fangio. All he does is go and wins a Super Bowl up in Philadelphia, you know. So there's a lot of things in there's a lot of discontent in that organization.
Well, hopefully, Mike said the biggest thing, Bo, is he's been working on getting these guys together. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got Jeff Darlington going to join us. He's going to go out. He's going out to your golf course, by the way. No, he's already almost there.
He's probably in the locker room to take a call.
I got to find JD, a big golf ball hitting guy, before he goes out and plays. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment. But first, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers today, especially that SUV family. I know. You're going to go ahead. Hit me, Joe Tahoe head. Oh, I love that 2025 Tahoe. I do, man. And then on top of it, I see my old sidekick in the afternoon, Channing Crowder, got a beautiful new Suburban. I went, okay. Well, let's talk about the midsize SUV family, the all-new Equinox. Oh, my gosh. What a look. Convenient driver tech, eye-catching exterior that you really will love. SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability. And now you got to check out Step It Up one even better. Electric Equinox SUV. Oh, my gosh. It's just got so much going for it. If you're about ready to go that way, man, it's a design package that has all the style you need with that great look. Plenty of room for family and friends. So whatever you're thinking this summer, make sure if you're starting to look around before you go on that vacation, whether it's a midsize or a big boy SUV, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Fall in love. Take a test drive today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. You know, a guy's in the off season. He can't just have a free day to go to Grand Oaks, enjoy the golf club, play with his buddies, have a couple cold ones.
Who's telling you that?
Well, that's Jeff Darning. He's at your club.
I think, you know, he does all these hits on ESPN. Half the time, I think he does them from the locker room at Grand Oaks.
While
he's sifting through all the swag that the golfers give him.
Oh, man. Hey, Jeff Darlington joins us. Jeff, how you doing, bud?
Hey, I learned very early from Joe.
That's a bad one. I got to tell you, you are good, man. I'm turning on. We're getting ready to watch a major golf tournament, and there you are, brother. I got to tell you, and I had to text you because I love that stuff. And Scottie Scheffler, and you went through the whole Scottie Scheffler thing a year ago. Have you guys, like, become friends a little bit off that whole thing?
We do have a little connection, yeah, for sure. Like, I was new to golf. That was only the second tournament that I'd ever covered. And, like, it definitely helped me get to know every single golfer much better. I remember walking into the tent after the media tent, like the later that day, and Xander Schauffele goes, "What's up, paparazzi?" Yeah.
I can imagine all those guys coming to you going, "Hey, what happened? What was going on out there?" You're a direct source of information. Yeah.
So again, like I don't know these. I think they're all football fans, which has been like a big help for me. But like, so they kind of seem like they're somewhat familiar with me, but like I don't know them.
Yeah.
So they're making the turn. Bryson DeChambeau is making the turn on that Friday after Scottie had gotten arrested. And I'm standing like against these ropes by the media tent, and DeChambeau is going from 9 to 10. And he sees me standing on the side of the ropes, and there's cameras everywhere. I mean, it's a Friday of a major championship. DeChambeau is in the hunt. And DeChambeau walks over to me and he goes, "Hey, so was that crazy this morning?" And I'm like, "Yeah, Bryson, it was." And he goes, "So, like, Scotty dragged the cop?" And I'm like, "Bryson, let's, there's cameras everywhere." I'm like, "Bryson, let's catch up after the round, huh?"
That is crazy. So here's what happens. So I see Jeff on opening day for the Dolphins, right? And that's the day when Tyreek, the whole thing.
Oh, God.
So after that, they go, everyone's going, hey, if Darlington's somewhere, something bad's going to happen.
That's right.
Oh, Jeff.
A lot of my friends thought that that morning that I was the one who was kind of, me and Scotty were out late. Something went wrong where I was the reason for his arrest.
About 5 or 6 years ago, that could have been the case, though. But not anymore, for sure. It is crazy, though, Jeff. You went through two huge stories. I mean, what happened on opening day with Tyreek Hill is like, this can't be real. I thought somebody was really pranking us. And then on top of that, the best golfer in the world is getting arrested. By the way, gets out in time to get his round. He shoots under par. Yeah. Got to be the greatest round of golf coming right out of jail to do that. Unbelievable.
He's awesome, man. Yeah, he probably would have won the whole thing if his arm was pretty bruised up from the officer pulling on it out of the car. He was like in a lot of pain that next day. But that was crazy, man.
Jeff, so here we are. Dolphins going through it. I'm guessing a lot of teams. Everybody asked me, and you would know more. Guys that aren't happy with their contracts or have outplayed their contracts. We got a couple guys with Dolphins. Is this going on all over the league? Is there a lot of this?
Yeah. I mean, yes. It's all circumstantial, obviously. A lot of guys, you know, between – like, nobody wants to play their final year of their deal anymore. It's not just like – or my contract's about to expire and we're in negotiations. Like, all these guys want to get paid before their final season. And that's where it gets sticky. And ultimately, you know, I think that there's enough protections. Now, I'm very player, I always pro player. Support the player, get as much money as you can. There are, though, from a team perspective, when it gets a little out of hand, like, there's plenty of protections. It's pretty hard these days to hold out. A lot of those fines are not refundable anymore. So, generally speaking, I think most of those things get resolved, by training camp.
You know, I came to the conclusion a number of years ago, it may have been a dozen years ago now, that and it was a year when Tampa was up against the cap, and they started making these moves and picked up 4 or 5 really big-time players. And I said, you know what? This salary cap can be manipulated, squeezed, pushed any way you want. So I really don't even concern myself with the salary cap because if there's a will, there's a way.
They'll
find a way to massage it and make it work.
Yeah, I think for like when you have like a long-term listen, if you have the quarterback, you're good.
Yeah.
Like you can figure out everything else. You have a weakness, you figure it out. I mean, you definitely have to draft well and take advantage of the rookie wage scale because, you know, getting those rookies on those first few years, I mean, that's such an important component. But
half of it's a waste, by the way.
Yeah, that's true, too. It's a credit card, though. You basically get a credit. Everything is a credit card. You know, you could spend money like you're in college on it and just, you know, push the can down the road and hopefully you get a decent job out of school.
Hey, Jeff, we were talking yesterday. Mike came out on Tuesday. Mike McDaniel, head coach for the Dolphins.
Oh, nice.
And your buddy, your guy you might know a little bit as well as anybody. But he said, hey, we got to play young guys. I was glad to hear it. He said, hey, we got to play this. The way this game is structured now for different reasons, you got draft guys and you got to play them.
Yeah.
You can't wait.
I agree with
you get them on the cheap, and I wish. Hey, I'd be aboard with this. Still got to win games, but we're going to be a lot younger team this year. You think the Dolphins have to take a step back to get these guys ready? That's the big question.
No, I mean, I think that that's also circumstantial. I think that's a sign that Mike feels good about the young guys. You don't say that unless. It's all about what guys are in your room. And I do know that Mike is pretty bullish on the young guys. And also, you know, he wants this team to be tougher. He gets it. Like, he understands the narratives that exist and the truth behind a lot of them, whether it's being tougher, more disciplined, like understanding what, like a lot of times there's narratives around teams that are, you know, garbage for whatever reason. They're kind of fictitious. I think that the narrative around this team last year held a lot of truth in it. And the best thing I can say about Mike is that he is so adaptable when it comes to a lot of those things. There's a lot of coaches that will go down with their ship, and we have seen it in Miami plenty of times. Like, I remember Cam Cameron, like, refused to change anything. And it was like, dude, this is not going to end well.
No.
Yeah. And he just, like, you know, I always remember the Frank Sinatra song, all these head coaches are, I'm going to do it my way. Like, I don't care. I'm going to die my way. And Mike is not that guy. And I think that he recognized that this needs to be a tougher team. You can't just simply rely on speed. And I think he sees that in the younger guys on this team right now, particularly in the trenches. And he's willing to change.
I agree with you on that. And I agree that play with all these guys. And I think this is from a top to bottom draft. I've been more excited about this draft from top to bottom than I have in a number of years. You know, you get the top guys, and then who is this guy? But it seems like they've done a good job of filling. But now both him and Chris Greer are skating on thin ice right now.
Yeah.
And so that's got to, you know, I don't care. And I agree with you and Mike. I think he's very analytical from everything, play calling, how we get dressed, I wish he'd take the music off the practice field. But
there he goes. Know. There's that old guy moment. He hit us with the old guy moment.
I think he's adapting to these to this role with these younger players.
Yeah.
But is there enough time for him?
That's a good question. I mean, time is definitely not on their side right now in a lot of ways. But I think, yes, there is, personally. This league is such that – listen, if the offensive line to me is the key to this whole season.
Yeah.
I personally think that – if that offensive line protects, it changes everything. I think Tua is a top 10 quarterback in the league. If that line protects him, gives him the proper time to make the throws, and keeps him healthy.
Yeah.
I truly believe that. And I also will tell you that from talking to Mike, he is very bullish on this offensive line. Like,
well, he should be. He should be.
Yeah. Do you think this is quietly going to be like behind the scenes, I know that he thinks that this offensive line is underrated. He thinks they're a bunch of dogs. They are in there grinding this offseason in a way that he hasn't seen before. I'm with you. I do understand that the pressure is on. I think he knows that. But I also think you can flip the switch. We've seen it in this league plenty of times. I mean, look at like the Commanders last year. Yes, it was because of Jaden Daniels. Yeah. But they made some key changes at positions that we don't talk about all the time. And as a result, they ended up in the playoffs.
Jeff, we appreciate you coming on, spend a few minutes before going out there and trying to hit that driver straight. But Jalen Ramsey, he's got to go, right? There's no chance he's coming. Can we find a place for him?
Yeah, I think so. I was talking to some people the other day, and that is going to happen, that trade. I mean, as far as the Dolphins are concerned, that trade is going to eventually take place. I think we all expected June 1st to come and midnight to strike and the trade gets announced. Greer doesn't feel that urgency to just unload him. There's no incentive. Like, once you reach June 1st, between now and training camp, there's no incentive to do anything faster than you need to. So, Sean McVay has publicly stated that he would love to have Ramsey back. I know there's interest elsewhere. I'm not saying they're going to get crazy compensation, but I am saying that they're going to get the right offer to be able to unload the contract and move on from Ramsey.
So let me ask you the important thing. When you tee it up on that first tee today, do you tend to slice the ball? Or do you tend to fade the ball? Or do you tend to draw the ball?
It's a little baby draw. You know, I was just telling my buddy as we're driving out. I last week, and every golfer knows this feeling, on like the 15th hole, I found something.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try it out.
Yeah, you're like me. You're like me. I've thrown 12 clubs around the golf course, and I get to the 17th hole, and I hit a good shot. I go, oh, man, that's what I was doing wrong.
I'm telling you, man, I can't wait to get out of here. I found it. But you know what the funny thing is? You know what I think I found? So my friends all say the same thing. Like, I'm like a really good golfer on like the first like seven holes. and I drink too much. I get too distracted. And they all say, my whole neighborhood says the same thing. Like, you have the best swing in the neighborhood. You have the focus of a seven-year-old. Like, I cannot stay dialed in. Yeah. But I'm not really that interested. I just want to have a good time. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I'm really bad now. I can barely play. And
you tried to get me to
I can't
go
hit the
out
ball
there
very
play.
Far. But you know what? You know what gets me out there? Is it's the only place where I smoke cigars. And I get in that
exactly.
golf cart, I hit up a cigar, and I don't care what happens yeah. after that.
Hey,
it's so true. I would never smoke cigars otherwise. We got to go. I can talk to you.
No. I got to ask you real quickly. Adam Gase. We got to get an Adam Gase update. Is he out there hitting
dude,
it?
No, he's out there every day.
There, he's a good golfer. And I'll
is
tell
he?
You what, man. Oh, he's gotten much better. And I say that because I said something on some other podcast somewhere about his – and he got so mad at me.
Well, let me tell you about
it. You're going to hear this, too.
Let me tell you about Adam. Adam, he's out there every day.
He is?
That's right.
He first starts playing, and he goes right to the – what are those clubs, the PSG or whatever they are?
Yeah.
You know, those custom-made – he goes right to the top of the line. And I'm talking to him one day, and I said, yeah, he's playing. He goes, and he's got a simulator in his house.
What?
Right, he's got a golf simulator.
Oh, he took it next level.
No, he's all in, man. He's like
happy though.
All in.
Let me just tell you
he's very
about
happy.
Adam.
Very happy.
Listen, Adam is like I don't care what you want to say about it down here in South Florida. Like you would love him. Everybody
oh,
got,
great.
And he came back to South Florida.
Everybody likes Adam Gase. Yes.
You know the other thing about him is he has this happy place out there. You know he's a curmudgeon. You know, all the things. He gets out there. He's like, hey Bill, hey Bob, how you doing, Larry? Like. Hey.
So he's
gonna, you know.
So let me guess. So the first time I see, I'm out there playing, and they're on two, they're on two, and I'm coming down that par five, which is what, eight or whatever. And so I see Adam. I go over, and he's with Vic Fangio, right? And when they first hired Vic, and you talk about curmudgeons, he first hired. And so I say, hey Adam, what's going on? He goes, so he introduces me to Vic.
Yeah.
Now here's what he says. He goes, hey, Vic, Ken Bocan, we play for the Dolphins. I go, hey, Vic, are you going to jam the tight ends this year? He goes, oh, Jesus Christ. And so he never talked to me again after
Bo
that.
Hit him with something again from 1985 about jamming the tight end.
Well, I figured he was an old man, so I figured he figured no, I know what I was talking about.
Hey, Jeff, man, this has been great. Really appreciate it, man. And thanks
no problem,
coming on.
Boys.
Hit it straight. What do you think, 18 holes? I'm thinking 10 pars. A birdie or two,
we'll see, man. I found something in the game.
I think you're an 86 today. I think you're an 86
actually,
today.
I'm 84 to 86 every single time I play, no matter what.
Are you really
good or bad? Yeah, I'm about an 8 handicap.
He gets all the best equipment from all these
golfers.
Oh,
no, I know. I see him.
Throwing balls.
I see who he walks in Monday night football. I see him out in front with one of the best golfers. I see it.
I am available. I'm talking about JT. Yeah. I played with JT several months ago.
Yeah.
I had to give him 11 strokes. He played left-handed every single hole. He played left-handed. I had to give him 11 strokes. Through 9 holes, I played lights out at Grove. I shot a 38. On the front nine, he played left-handed. I was only up one.
Come on.
Is he as good of a guy as I think he is?
He's the best.
He is
the best.
He was great tonight. I met him. I couldn't believe it. He was cool as hell, Jeff, bringing these guys.
Remember Marino was in the suite. Marino goes, hey, dude, that's Justin F. and Thomas. And I go, yeah, Dan, and you're Dan F. and Marino.
Hey, Jeff, thank you, man. Hit it straight, buddy. Thank you.
Sounds good. See ya.
Jeff Darlington. He's got great stories. I hate bugging the guy, man. He is. Now he got in with the golf group.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look.
Now he's.
You know, we've talked about this. He's really good at what he does. And look, he seems like a happy-go-lucky guy, but he puts the work in.
This guy?
He puts the work in.
He's as good a reporter.
No doubt.
And by the way, he keeps relationships and yet still
that's
can
what
critique
I was gonna say.
And give you inside information. But he does in a way that
you
might not like it, but you're not pissed at him.
Yeah, he's the best at
– You haven't figured that
cultivating
out.
Cultivating – I always go back. You know me.
You and that music. All right, hey, we got to go to break. We got more. Ken Bocamper with us. We've got a lot more stuff here this morning to get to here as Goldie will join us from Edmonton at 9 o'clock this morning. get a feel for last night after Panthers had a 3-1 lead and end up losing in overtime on a power play goal by Edmonton, lose 4-3. So only one, got to win four. I do want to tell you about a guy that's really important. He goes by the name The Main Man. Now, listen, a lot of guys go, oh, that's my main man right there. No. There's one main man. His name is Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. And the reason he's the main man, because you have a business and you want to sell it, he's got a buyer for it, and he can get you a lot of money and get you into retirement or whatever else you might want to do. The main man is aggressive. He's a marketing machine and ready to help you. So, you're getting close, huh? You're getting up this morning, and you're already just dreading going into this business you've built up. And maybe you're tired of the stress, and maybe you're tired of the risk, and maybe you're tired of the competition. Are you tired of all the employees, or are you just tired of being tired every Friday night complaining about what you're doing? If this is the case, you need to call Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. He'll sit down, evaluate your company, $2,500 value to you for free. Call him 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for Anthony Caliendo. That's the guy you'll deal with. Nobody else in the office. The main man is yours. Visit on the web at themainman.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And now. It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. You little breeding special, you. Woody, yeah, we were just talking about the Kentucky Derby.
So. Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Does he know about the
Lady? I was waiting on Bo because Bo was up in front saying goodbye. It was actually being nice saying goodbye to everybody.
Before. I was going up to say Nat. I wanted to say goodbye to Nat and Pat.
So we were waiting in the back for Bo and Mary. And
I didn't even realize that because then we left. And so I didn't. This was
my wife goes, so my wife looks at me after that. Yeah. She goes, is this how it always was when I'm with you? Wow. I go, I guess so. Well, anyway.
That's a good story, Bo.
Yeah,
it is. But you know what? Look, horse racing. Horse racing isn't what it used to be, you know. Tracks are going out of business.
Look what happened to
dogs. You know, when I came here, we had Hialeah, we had Calder, We had the Gulf
Stream.
We went
to High Lion and the dogs, Hollywood Dog Trap.
Pompano Park.
Yeah.
You had the Trotters.
I went up there and did that.
Pompano Park. And so now you got one track. You got Gulfstream. That's really it. So you know, don't tell me that horse racing is in a boom time.
No, this dumbass was talking about.
I know what he's talking about.
About, you know, Secretariat.
I know.
You know.
What were you talking
about? Taking care of all the fillies.
What were you talking about? The guy that gets the woman lubed up or what?
Was as far as I can remember. Kind of
if I see that lady and she's listening now, I'm going to give it.
The horse that won the Kentucky Derby decided that he wasn't going to run in the second race.
Oh, that's what it was.
I called it load management.
He called load management on the horse.
Well, it was because, I mean, you know, look, I'm not a big – I actually started watching the thing to the Kentucky Derby. No, Netflix has all those
– Yeah.
The F1. And so I was watching the Kentucky Derby one, you know, lead up to the Kentucky Derby. And it was interesting. But, evidently – You know, the timing of these three races have changed.
What is it, tighter times?
Short. So, yeah, I believe, and ma'am, if I'm wrong, I apologize. But, and don't do that to Joe anymore. that after the Kentucky Derby, they had, I think it was a longer time between,
Why are you looking at me?
Did they switch Belmont and the Preakness around?
Can we just get to the headlines?
I think it's a short turnaround that they they didn't want the horse to get hurt. That's at least my, you know, stupid opinion on it. I just don't want Woody to be talking too much. You know? I just want to take his
Okay, Woody, off. Thank yeah. you. Anyway, we got an 8 o'clock.
All right. This tweet came across yesterday from Yahoo Sports. It said, breaking news, there is currently an investigation being launched into the Seattle Storm coaching staff by the WNBA. The league is reviewing a complaint from a former Seattle Storm player who alleges an assistant coach directed profanity at them.
Ooh. Really?
That's step, a thing? Step That's light, a thing now? Tread lightly here. Like, this is you got to be sensitive to these.
Yeah,
things,
no, I'm just setting
you guys up for failure with
that
one.
It's going on in female sports too, then. You gotta be careful what you say.
You can't do that.
You can't. You
can't curse.
So
no cursing.
In the NFL, it's you can't talk to me. I'm a grown man. So in the NBA, it's,
no, you can't talk to me that
you
way.
You can't talk to me that way. I'm a grown woman, right? Yeah. Or maybe.
Yeah.
The investigation found there was no wrongdoing.
That was Kim Bocamp on that last call.
Well, hey, well.
All right. What else you got there?
All right. Nicely done, guys. All right. The NHL has seen a decline in ratings through the conference finals here. TNT's coverage down 20% year over year. Listen to this, ESPN down 31%.
Wow. For what?
For hockey. The NHL playoffs.
And what are they?
Listen to these numbers. Playoff games across TNT, TBS, and True TV have averaged just 947,000 viewers. Again, that is down 20% from that point last season. On ESPN, their games are averaging 966,000, which is down 31%.
So do they give any explanation why they think that is, or are they just letting you kind of conjure yourself?
They kind of said that the Canadian teams being involved, not great for the American. Those are American numbers, by the way. The Canadian numbers are a lot better. They're actually up this year.
Yeah, that's
there were a lot of Canadian teams involved.
Well, you can put youth teams out there. They get great ratings in Canada.
But you know, the funny thing is with hockey, it's Canada's game, right?
Yes.
There's more teams in the Sun Belt than there are in Canada now. You know that?
No.
There's more hockey teams.
Where the hell did you come up with that, of all people?
Been like that for a while. Look at we got Tampa.
Oh, Tampa and Florida have been dominating hockey here.
They're in Arizona. They're in California. They're in, you know, they're in Dallas.
Yeah.
There's only, how many teams are there in Canada?
I will tell you this. Five? There's a lot more kids playing hockey.
Turning into a trivia session here.
All right.
All right, and Joe, you are one of the 292,000 viewers that have watched the French Open so far.
Kiss my ass, Woody. I don't bring it up. I don't throw it in everybody's face every day, even though Sabalenka is getting ready to play and later.
It's like a thin crowd.
Look, I watched. I was at a restaurant one day, and it was on, so I watched it.
I watch it, and my wife's now going, man, it looks empty. Is anybody going? I go, I don't know. I just want to watch. I don't care who likes tennis and who doesn't.
Is there any sport better than these Grand Slam tennis tournaments where they have these five-set matches that are better for sleeping? Like, you could say early round golf, like,
so you're saying
this stuff is just so Djokovic, 5 hour tennis matches.
Djokovic and Zverev played 4 hours yesterday.
That's like two naps in one match you could have taken.
I was
wake up of, in the middle. It was part of a little.
It was. I got a late jump on it because I was. Well,
That's like watching golf on a Sunday afternoon. You watch two holes, you take a nap, you wake up, three holes later. What's
you just want to catch those last five or six holes on a Sunday.
You just want to see what's going on early, and then you catch the last few. I don't know. I think sports is kind of. I think there's.
You watch everything, Bo?
No. I got to admit, I barely watched any NBA basketball this year.
Yeah, you made that clear since day one. The 3-point game is
not for me.
Yeah, he wants the games played in the 70s. Guy's getting knocked around.
Yeah. Well, you bitched to start the show this morning about guys don't play.
I don't have an issue with the style of play. I just want them to physically play.
I'd rather watch games that are all played beyond the 3-point line and where your stars are sitting on the bench and they're not playing.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem right there, yes.
Oh, well, at practice they got loud music so they can't hear their coaches. Oh, you're funny.
How mad does the orange jersey get you?
It gets me mad.
That gets
every
your blood boiling.
During minicamp and OTAs is a problem.
And you know what's funny? The Dolphins now, their social media, every day now, they put out like, what is it? Like the little pictures, the little meme, whatever they are. And they say, oh, so-and-so got the orange jersey, and here's his playlist, right? And I'm just, I look at it, I
go,
really?
Are they really?
Yeah. I go, really? I'm going, it's gone to that?
Playlist? But most people think that's cool.
Well, I know.
What do you mean most of people? I don't think it's cool.
No.
Of course you don't.
You're not their target audience for that kind of stuff.
I think winning games is really cool.
They're not going to win, so we might as well get their favorite music.
I understand. It's social media that they're sending out what the bulk of people, like, this isn't, they're not sending out for the hardcore football fan. They're sent out for the guy that just wants to, watching, they like going in for the experience and, you know.
You should just keep doing it because they know it makes you angry.
Well, it does make me angry.
Good. You know. Hey. Then I'm all for it.
It seems like instead of practicing to win games, I think they're looking for the next person for dancing on the stars. I think I see more dancing sometimes.
You are. Well, he is fresh off of vacation.
Tell me that's not true. How many times you look around and they're playing that music and guys are like, you know, doing a jig or something out there?
So it's funny. And now this is Nat Moore. I'm playing off Nat Moore a little bit too.
Nat's a politician now.
So, but Nat's got his pet peeves with today's game. Warm-ups. And I know you and I watch warm-ups and the receivers are trying to catch takeoffs behind their back. Or make one-handed catches with their person that they've hired to put out on social media of the one-handed pregame warm-up catch.
I can't tell you how many times, you know, we get down there early and we're sitting on the bench and Nat's sitting next to me, and I hear him, he goes, look at that.
He doesn't tuck the ball away. You ever going to tuck the ball away?
Right. That's it.
Oh, he hates that. He hates, like, what happened to taking a couple of steps and catching it and tucking the ball? Right. So you're not going to fumble in the game.
And then you see him on the plane or somewhere, and someone he goes, do you see? He didn't tuck away the ball. The guy knocked it right out of his hand.
Yeah. Oh, no. You know it's coming. No question. All right. 8 o'clock hour's coming. That's Kim Bocamper. Woody in the other room back and in rare form today, too. It's that kind of day. Panthers, that overtime loss last night. But it's only one, man. It's a best of seven. We'll talk more about that a little later on. Steve Goldstein will join us from Edmonton. Hey, man, I got to talk to everybody out there that's going through a little bit of a funk right now, feeling stuck on the sidelines, anxiety, depression, maybe starting to lean on a little too much booze recently and find yourself in a room by yourself and just can't get out of it. Ben, I like to call it a funk. Well, listen, it hits everybody. It's part of the game. It's just how you deal with it. And even the pros go through it. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. Expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in the last 13 years. Custom care. I'm talking about great programs with great results for you to get back feeling better. No judgment, just results. Most insurance accepted. Time to call an Audible, isn't it? Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.